This is pretty and mellow, but I don't think that's what we're going to be talking about.
Oh, no.
We're going to be talking about exciting and uncomfortable in a good way, maybe. Batsu is coming to town. It's already happening, and we're going to find out all about it. In the studio with us is Joe Tex, the COO of Face Off Unlimited, which is a company that specializes in what, Joe?
We produce improv-based comedy shows around the country, and Batsu is our big fun hit that we're playing with right now. And we've just, like you said, just opened here in Chicago this past weekend.
Oh, just? This is fresh.
Oh, yeah. We've only done two shows.
Fresh pranks, everyone.
Yay. Hot off the griddle. Have they tried this? I mean, obviously it's Asian in influence, but have they done this in other cities in the United States?
We opened in New York about almost 6 years ago now.
Yeah.
And we started out as just a small one night a week thing in the East Village. And now we are Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights. We're sold out months in advance now.
Nice.
And so we decided we needed to grow more. And we were audacious enough to think that we could come to Chicago.
Good.
And so we did.
Good.
Oh, people are going to eat it up. I know you love this stuff,
I do.
Bill.
This kind of stuff is right up my alley. Samantha Garcia, also here, the Batsu co-host.
Yes.
How did you get involved in this?
Well, I just saw an audition notice online and was just like, this sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Like, this is right up my alley. What? I get to smack guys in the face? You're not funny. Wow. It's a dream come true. I was like, this, I got to get on this.
It does sound good when you put it that way.
Yeah. Because that's the thing. Like, if our comedy warriors are doing very well, then they win the game. And if they're not doing well, then they get batsued. So it's like, just be funny all the time.
Now, for theater goers who are hearing your description of it, who don't like to get hit in the face, because a lot of times they don't, there's no guarantee that just by attending, it's not like Hamilton, right? It's a little bit different. You don't get hit in the face during that one.
Not yet, anyway.
Just to be clear, we are exactly like Hamilton.
You are exactly like Hamilton.
No, you have to sign a waiver for a chance to be selected to come on stage. So if you don't want to play, you just don't sign the waiver and you're fine.
Excellent.
All right, I need some rules explained to me because this sounds very intriguing to me. By the way, batsuchicago.com is how you can find out all this information. Mm-hmm. All right. Dinner theater, entertainment, game show. I come in, what can I expect?
Well, batsu means punishment or penalty in Japanese. Mm-hmm. So when you come in, you know, you'll order your dinner, you can order some drinks, you know, there's no minimums, eat a drink as little as much as you'd like, but it's all immersive, you know. The room is set to make you feel like you've gone to Tokyo or something. You're eating sushi and you're drinking sake. Guys will come around from the face-off team, will sign you up, you know, whoever wants to sign up to play. And then once the show starts, there are several challenges where we have audience participation and we randomly call people up to participate. And if you sign the waiver to play, you have to be willing to take a punishment should you be on the losing team.
Yep.
What's the worst punishment, though? What's the absolute worst that could happen?
I feel like worst punishment is a relative term.
Yeah.
For me. No. I know. I can tell you right now.
Wait, are you trying to sell this and get people to go? That's my only question right now.
I think the worst punishment, the worst punishment for the players, the comedy warriors, is where we put these giant industrial-sized rubber bands around your stomach area.
Yeah.
And you've got to deliver an improvised joke. If it's great, you get points, everybody laughs. If it's not, Samantha will grab the rubber band and pull it back
you
as far.
Snap him?
It's
them right across
horrific.
The abdomen.
Horrific.
It's amazing.
Does that inspire people to be funnier?
Oh, well, yeah. It definitely makes
motivator.
You have to be sure of your joke before you step out, that's for sure. We also get shot with paintball guns.
Does that hurt?
Yeah. I have welts right now from last week.
Again, who wants to go to this?
We electric shock collars we use.
You want abuse? Just come to my house. I can do it. All right, electric shock collars around your neck?
Yeah, around the neck, of course. And if you're not funny, you're going to get zapped to the floor.
Oh, your poor Adam's apple.
Now, just so people understand, in Asia, this is commonplace.
That's
This is new in the United States, but this goes on every minute of every day in Asia, correct?
That's right. It's a famous genre over there. Batsu is a genre of comedy there. And Gaki no Sky is one of the most famous groups out there. They're just fantastic. They're like our heroes. They are inspiration for us. And so, yeah, you just to be clear, though, you're not going to get shot with a paintball gun. Our lawyers are very specific about what we can do to audience members.
Yeah, I bet.
But you will be punished, though, but you're not going to get your clothes ruined or anything like that, you know.
It's just mild punishment, unlike the performers.
Yeah, right? The professionals, we kick it up a notch, definitely.
So as you say a competition, what is the competition that the people are doing?
We have everything from games like where you have to tell a story together, four people have to tell a story, and if you hesitate or mess up a word, that's when you get shot with a paintball gun. But we also have beer chugging relay races.
Beer chugging.
We have game of like a charade style game that we play. So the games can be interchanged and swapped out.
You know, the closest I think that they've done here on American television to what goes on in Japan, remember the show where you would get slimed? It was a kid's show.
Oh, on Nickelodeon?
You can't do that on television? Was that?
I think that was it.
Silent Library did a run on MTV here for about two seasons that did well. They didn't have any of the comedy as part of it. It was all just flip a card, game of chance, and then get punished.
Right.
And the idea was you couldn't laugh while your friends got punished.
Right.
Or you all got punished.
That's hard, man.
So yeah. So basically we took what Face Off Unlimited does, which is comedy and improvisational theater, and married it, joined it with the genre of the Japanese game show.
Yeah.
Admit, it sounds really fun.
Oh yeah.
Really fun. Plus you get a great dinner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's at Kamahachi. Like the oldest sushi place in Chicago. It's been owned by generations of women. We're just in love with this place, and we're in love with the ownership. They've been so wonderful to us, and we've been so lucky. The only reason why we were able to do the show in Chicago is because we found the perfect place to do it.
Yeah.
Kamahachi restaurant is located at 1531 North Wells. This is brand new. It's called Batsu, and we're going to find out a little bit more about it as we continue here. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN.
Batsu is coming to town. Joe Tax is the COO of Face Off Unlimited, the production company behind Batsu. Samantha Garcia is the co-host of Batsu. It's the caustic game show that has been very, very popular way, way east, and now it's here in Chicago. I'm reading the description of the show, guys, and I understand what electric shocks are. I understand what paintballs are, but it gets to the part about the giant egg-smashing chicken, and that's where I'm confused. What exactly is that?
I feel like that's pretty straightforward.
Is that pretty straightforward?
It's exactly what it sounds like.
All right.
One of the big themes in the Japanese batsu genre are these amazing characters that will come out and torment or punish the people, and we've kind of embraced that. So we have all different kinds of characters, and Mr. Chicken is one of them. He's a giant 6-foot chicken who comes out and smashes eggs on your heads.
Real eggs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We have Mr. Wrestler, who is a wrestler by day, exotic dancer by night. that's all I'll say about him. We have Mr. Pirate. You know, we've got a whole slew of these characters. One of the punishments you asked about, audience members, is body sushi.
Yeah.
Which is a treat, really. You can hardly call it a punishment.
This is where you eat sushi off of somebody else.
Off of a model.
Naked, yeah.
Model, yes.
All right.
Not just some guy sitting next to you. Take your clothes off. I want to put some California rolls on you.
You're welcome to guest star as the body sushi model at any time.
Well, they tried that at Arby's here for a while, and it was a miserable failure. Nobody liked it.
All right. And now what about the performers? And again, viewers and people who attend this dinner theater aren't going to get hurt. You do sign waivers.
That's correct.
Pretty mild stuff.
Nobody's ever gotten hurt, knock on some kind of wood.
Hey, that's my head.
Yeah.
Ouch.
But so what about the performers? They're the ones who get punished the most, correct?
That's right. All the performers are members of Face Off Unlimited and the New York and Chicago cast. We're going to be sending guys and gals back and forth so that both casts can integrate and get to know each other. We're all professional improvisers, and a lot of them are trained at Second City or IO or UCB in New York, and they come to us, and we put our flavor and style of comedy onto them and send them loose.
All right, and it runs Thursday and Friday nights, 8 p.m. Ticket prices start at $25.50 for general admission, plus your dinner.
That's right. Yeah, there's no minimums though. If you don't want to have dinner, you just want to have a couple drinks, that's fine.
Okay.
And for more information, you can go to Batsu. It's spelled like Batsu, B-A-T-S-U, but pronounced Batsu. It's batsuchicago.com. That's the website.
Yes.
There's also a phone number to call, 347-985-0358.
That's fine. Yeah.
Uh-oh, is that your home phone number?
No, it's somebody. It's sure? One of my guys, though.
Oh, all right.
Well, this is on the press release.
No, that's fine. Let him have it.
Well, is there a better number people should call?
No, that's the one I want them to call.
What's his Visa number?
Yeah, the last four is 5528.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, my God.
Security code on the back, please?
Yeah, 662.
Excellent. You're very proud of this. Culturally, it's a very diverse cast, right?
Absolutely, excellent. Yeah. We love Japanese actors, both as host and co-host and dancers. And improvisers as well.
What about the people coming? I would think that, we have a very large Japanese community here in Chicago. They probably saw it when they lived in Japan. When they come here, it's probably a nice remembrance of home, right?
I hope so. In New York, we definitely get a large Asian community, especially the Japanese, and I hope that translates here. The word is just starting to get out. You know, the Tribune just gave us a nice rave review, which is really exciting for us, and we're hoping that they do come out, because we definitely had some Japanese at the show this weekend, and they seem to like it.
Good.
Yeah.
But, you don't have to be Japanese to enjoy it. It really sounds like something different, something unique, and something to do. Everybody's looking for something fun to do Thursday night, Friday night. Shows at 8 p.m. And again, Samantha Garcia, a Batsu co-host. Yep. Who does it with you?
Well, it depends. We have a couple of rotating hosts. Jin Kim is going to be there probably the most often going forward. He's super fun, really, really great performer. And then we've got a great group of people.
And Mio Sato has joined the team. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's a Japanese. She's amazing. Not an actor.
Oh, really?
No. Yeah. She, at the place, Kamahachi, she was known to them, and they said, you have to meet this girl, Mio, that we know.
Yeah.
And we're like, all right, whatever. You know, we hire professional actors. But we met her, and she's amazing.
She's a rock star.
And and she's come on, and she has just blossomed. She's a natural. So.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Is this one of the stranger jobs you've had, Samantha, acting-wise?
No.
It isn't. Okay. I'm afraid to ask.
When I tell my friends about this, they're like, oh, yeah, that seems like your kind of thing. Can't wait to see it. So
I'm so curious as to what you did that's stranger, but it's probably better for me that I do not know.
I can tell you off mic.
No,
yeah.
Don't tell me.
And as a co-host, what do? I mean, you don't ever get punished or penalized, do you?
I am usually the one administering the punishments.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm the one who usually brings out the shot collars. I'm the one who gets to hold the paintball gun.
The baby powder pimp slap.
Yes.
I think I just figured out what job she had before this.
Yeah, I think you revealed that. That's excellent. Kids are okay to see this or not?
We recommend 18 and older, 21 to participate, and of course drink.
What's the oldest you'd allow?
As long as your heart can handle it, we're okay.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
So it's Thursdays and Fridays, 8 p.m. at Kamahachi Restaurant, which is 1531 North Wells Street. You can go to batsuchicago.com to find out all about it. This has just come here. You've only done how many shows?
Two shows. Last weekend was our first two.
And it went well, crowded?
Yeah, both were sold out. And we're very blessed and excited, and we just can't believe how well it's being received by Chicago.
Excellent. That's good news. We have some tickets to give away.
Yes.
Right? How are we going to do this? You have two pairs of, obviously, two tickets. They're a pair. All right. So two different winners. You'll each get two tickets. How do we do it, Wendy?
Well, Joe suggested, since they are this weekend, this Thursday and Friday, will be their third and fourth shows. Let's do caller three, caller four, 312-981-7200. Sound good for everyone?
That works. Yeah. That absolutely works.
Good luck with this.
This is such a novel idea, you
Konnichiwa.
Guys.
Konnichiwa. What does that even mean?
It's like, hi.
All right.
And domo. Thank you so much.
I just said hi to you guys. You guys have been here for 24 minutes.
I know.
It's just now getting the
hi. I didn't know if it worked like aloha, where it goes hello or goodbye.
Not quite.
All right.
Thank you so much.
How do you say goodbye?
Well, we in Japanese,
sayonara.
When you're working and you're parting ways, you say, Oskare sama desu.
I'll do that again. That was you've never been more beautiful than that moment,
Joe.
Thank
you so much. Oskare sama desu. Now, if you're wondering how to remember that as an American, you can say Old Scotty Summer Days.
Old Scotty Summer Days.
But then blend them together real fast.
Oh, Old Scotty Summer Days.
There you go.
All right.
Try it,
Speaking Japanese, Old Scotty Summer Days.
Better, or we zap you with the collar.
No, nobody wants that. Yeah. Nobody wants that.
All right, callers 3 and 4, 312-981-7200. You're going to see Batsu, and you're going to love it, and we'll probably end up going too, because this is really, you've sold me on it. I was a little afraid, because I don't like watching cops. I don't like to watch people in dire situations. This is crazy.
Well, the sake will help with that.
It always does, doesn't it? Yeah. Thank you, guys. We'll announce the winners in just a little bit. Again, callers 3 and 4 at 312-981-7200. More after this. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Thanks, guys.